This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Lima, you and Owen, I know that you guys play the Fatlock music for me, which is really originally the Matlock music, but you guys did some sleuthing here. This is some good investigative journalism. Big J journalism. We got real journalists going after it here because allegedly on the internet, and, you know, everything on the internet's true, there was a global supply chain conference in Chicago last week. Deion Sanders was the keynote speaker. Allegedly, now there's a person who has a picture here, and I'm going to hand it over to you guys here in just a moment. But there was a person who had a picture there, and it was Deion Sanders up on a giant screen. And allegedly, Deion Sanders said, "We're hoping." Is that true? Let's hope it's New York, is what he said. When asked about his son in the draft, Shador Sanders in the draft. Lima, your antennas went up. Owen, your antennas went up on whether or not this is true, whether or not this is, because there's no audio of him saying it. There's no audio. Mitch exhausted himself, gave a whole 30 minutes yesterday looking for this audio to try to find to play it so everybody. So if Mitch couldn't find it in 30 minutes, it can't be out there. Lima, what do you have for us here?
Just that right now, given the entire internet, and there are a lot of people working on this all over the place to find out if this was actually said, and nobody can nail it down, which obviously your antennas raise up a little bit. You're like, wait a second. In the year 2025, somebody like Deion Sanders was a film crew with him wherever he goes that has television cameras and local affiliates and national media that are pounding the pavement to be there with a microphone for anything he says, and we don't have any record of this. All we have is one picture from one individual from this conference in Chicago. So I'm cynical. I'm cynical on a lot of these things until I actually see it. We always try to get Mitch, go find audio, go find sound, and Mitch will be like, no, it was actually a reporter, was at a locker and got something just one-on-one and they didn't videotape it. And then I'm like, well, come on, there's got to be something. And we get in these debates all the time, and turns out Mitch was right. Well, in this case, all right, go find it. Somebody go find it. Well, the internet's tried to find it, and there's nothing as of yet. And there really is one guy who took a picture of it, and then another guy who also happens to be in the same town as that guy ran wild with it, who also happens to be a podcaster and YouTuber. So do we know if he said it? We don't as of right now, and that's where we're at. I mean, Owen is trying to contact the dude.
So we have two names, right? Marshall Green is the podcaster.
Yep.
He's got a Giants-based podcast, a video cast that's on YouTube. I watched too much of it today. And then John Sokol, who Marshall Green puts the picture that John Sokol took, presumably, or at least put out, of Deion Sanders at this conference, which is a supply chain conference, which was in Chicago. I've went to that supply chain conference's Instagram and found a picture, the actual headshot that they used of Deion Sanders promoting that he was going to be there, right?
Okay.
There are only two comments under it. There is one 6 days ago when it happened, and it said, from Hi-Viz Marketing, it says, Coach Sanders is great, but can he drive a forklift? The other one is from 12 hours ago, and it's from Marshall, and he just wants the video. So he doesn't even know.
Yeah, so Marshall has no... All we're basing this on is one guy who a week later said that he said this.
I've also found a few things interesting on John. He is a process improvement analyst at a very big air conditioning company. I'll leave their name out. But he does implement and standardize supply chain related processes. So there's a great likelihood that he was there at this conference for sure. I've reached out to him. I've not got a response back.
So we do have somebody who is a listener, and I'm glad you've done this. There is a person who's a listener. I don't want to say their full last name here, just in case, but they said, "I quote: I was at the show in Chicago last week, but had to leave before he spoke." He being Deion, ProMat should be posting the interview at some point. So clearly, they haven't posted the interview yet.
No,
because everybody's asking for it. You'd have it.
Well, they did. The following night is when they wrapped things up, and they had their big outro was an event hosted by Jay Farrow, you know, been on the show before, and they had Nate Bargatze there. So
they got Nate Bargatze at the ProMat?
Yes. Yeah, so they've probably been busy with that coming down from the Bargatze.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, that's a huge high to be up on. So do you guys think this is real? Are you believing more that it's real?
If it is real.
There's a lot of hemming and hawing over
here. Yeah, let me ask you. If it is real, what does it tell you? Does it tell you that, A, Deion has all along been trying to steer Shador to New York, which was an original thought? That was something a lot of people thought a while ago. Is it, number two, the Browns have already told him we're not interested? So that could be part of it. Or as part of that also, did Deion tell the Browns we are not interested in Cleveland, and so they're not even on the book? They're not even a hopeful prospect at this point? You know, so what does it tell you? I think you could still, even if we had a clip of him saying this, I think you could still interpret it 1,000 different ways.
Huh. Well, all right, let's piece by piece. What was the first thing he said? Do you remember the first thing he said? No? Okay.
What, to start off the show today?
No.
Hello, Ken.
Yeah, I did say great to be here.
That's how you start. It's getting, but speaking of liars, I'm becoming less and less believable that you mean that. Okay, the second thing you brought up was the Deion thing. You remember, I mean, we've known coaches in the past who've been like up for jobs. We're not going to say names, might have been up for jobs. And then, you know, things happen and maybe bigger fish are available. Whether or not they're actually better fish, that's up for debate. But they're bigger fish, and then they say, well, we'll say you turned us down. Is this a situation where Deion quietly, damn it, I don't know, man. Let me say this out right quick. Is this a situation where Deion quietly has said, we're not interested. If you take us, there's going to be a problem. But if we all remain quiet here, then you're not interested in my son? As I say it out loud, it doesn't make any sense. You wouldn't do that. You would just say the Browns aren't interested in my son and put a chip on his shoulder, would you not? If you were Deion, were you following there?
If he's trying to steer
Shador to New York.
To another
city. The Browns have said, hey, we really like your son. Because at the combine, everybody seemed to not like him except for the Browns. And so it was like, well, after the combine, it's like, well, it seems to be that they're going to take Shador Sanders. And then maybe he heard that and he said, my son does not, we're not going to have him play for you, no. And so to save it, like after a month now, Schefter's off the scent about the Browns taking a quarterback and other people are like, it's becoming a consensus they're going to take Abdul Carter, buddy. I know, I don't mean to burst anybody's bubble here, but every single place you go just has Abdul Carter. I believe he is the better.
I'm Jordan Robinson. Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Favorite for the bronze at number two.
Yeah, I think he is.
So if that's the case, maybe something was said and now they're thrown off the scent of Shedeur Sanders.
Well, I always wondered if you...
But man, that just doesn't make any sense as it comes out of my mouth. Well, so many things don't.
But. If you didn't want your son to go play for the Cleveland Browns, and we've always... I mean, we can't act like we haven't kind of wondered if that's the case in some circles, if agents and friends and family are saying, just... don't go to the Browns. Like, unfortunately, that's what happens in sports. If a team has been bad or has the perception is bad
yeah,
on
yeah,
a team,
yeah, yeah.
like, that's normal, right? Well, they could do so. They could at least attempt to do so and say, hey, we're not going to embarrass you. We're not going to let that story get out, just so long as you guys don't let the story get out.
Fair.
And then, you know, just don't take them. Just don't take them.
I just feel the story would get out, wouldn't it? Because if the story got out that Shedeur Sanders... you could just not take him. If he's not going to come, he's not going to come here, and you're not going to be able to draft him because he's not going to come here, and just plan it anyway. He's refusing to go to the Browns. He's refusing places. Doesn't that make him look worse? It makes the Browns look bad. It don't look good for the Browns.
Yeah, that's the problem, though, is you have a prospect that some people are saying is a second-round prospect.
But wouldn't that...
And he doesn't want to come to your city.
But would that or would that not solidify a lot of people's fears about Shedeur Sanders? I mean, we've had so many people get in. The nepotism thing, which you and I both know is garbage. The concerns that they've had, which you and I both know is garbage. People seem to make it up off the fly when they've called it. There's been legitimate concerns out there, but most of the stuff has been crap.
Okay, when that came out of your mouth, I'm like, yeah, and then I'm like, they said those things about John Elway. They said those things about Eli Manning.
Yeah, those are the best of the best. We're not talking about number one over here because that's Cam Ward. We're talking about number two.
But furthermore,
how far
we actually benefited from it with Bernie Kosar, and that wasn't.
Well, he gained the system to go to where he wanted to go. Thank God.
But could you imagine if there was today's media back then? They'd be like, "Who is this prima donna that is not allowing himself to go into the draft? That he is steering his way to one? What if other teams really wanted Bernie Kosar badly and their fan bases wanted?
I'm willing to bet Mary Kay Cabin and a lot of other people would tell you that's exactly how people outside of Cleveland felt about Bernie. I'm willing to bet that that's how a lot of people felt. So if you want to pick where you go, it's going to come with controversy. There's no nice way to pick or to tell a team that you don't want to go there. Mm-hmm. It's going to come with controversy because it's a lot of dirt on the Browns' name.
In the end, though, if you really think about it, we, over the last however many years, we've gotten more into every time we bring up the theme of nature versus nurture. If you were a dad and you knew the NFL, and also, of course, you believed in the talent of your son and everything, but you also want your son to be where? In the best possible situation. And what do we say about the NFL draft all the time, about quarterbacks that slip? Don't we say maybe that will work out to their benefit because now they're going to go to a better team. They're going to go to a better situation that's not as urgent, that's not as desperate, where they can slowly get into the league and as opposed to being rushed to the front right after preseason.
Am I one of the bigger Browns fans you know?
Yeah.
I'd be nervous about my own son getting drafted here. For those reasons you just said.
Yeah, it sucks to say.
You have to accept. Well, it's like, hey, man, to wear brown and orange, that's great. Who's your head coach? If it was Marty Schottenheimer, hey, we're good, man. You're in an odd situation right now. This year, like next year, if all of a sudden you came out and you did coach him up and you guys put together a 7 or 8 win season, it's like, hey, everybody gets to stay. Hell, fine. Let's talk about it. But I think I'd be a little bit nervous myself. And if Deion has that cachet, I don't know, maybe he does. Maybe quietly. We've all been getting played because I thought that was done. I thought that his son was, and maybe it's still true. I think it's probably still true, but we have to kind of kick around all possibilities here. Okay, his son's a competitor. His son wants to be drafted higher than Deion. He could still be drafted higher by Deion and be taken third by the Giants if he wanted it to go that way. Maybe that's the case.
And what do you think Deion and Shedeur thought of Myles Garrett's week-long takedown of the state of affairs for the Browns. What do you think they thought of that? You don't think they were paying close attention to that?
Yes. I mean, if Miles is gone, then maybe you do come out and say, I don't want my son going.
Yeah, could be.
Maybe you do come out there and say that. With Miles back, you know, we wondered who did Miles talk to. Well, you know, it's not unbelievable that he did it for money. Okay, that's a lot of money. I mean, there's a realization here. We can't trade your salary. We can't trade you because we're not going to be the person that trades for Deshaun Watson, then trades away Miles Garrett. We've been down that road a million times. But for what it means for a guy like Shedeur Sanders, it's just, man, now that I say about it like that, though, think about this. I had said, if he's at the third spot, well, how many people have a first-round grade on you? So I can't even trade. Like, think about this. Is there a market of people who want to trade up right now? Let me ask you questions. Is there a market of people right now who want to trade up to number two for Shedeur Sanders? Do you believe that there's a good market for that right now?
I don't think there's a good market. It seems like as we've gotten closer, there are less teams that might be interested.
So you could turn right around and say, buddy, where do you get the pills to say you don't want to play for me and I can't even trade out of it? I can't even create a market for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or, hey, the Browns really liked him. Maybe let's think twice about it. Maybe that's their version of creating a market for him. So this has led to more different controversies and conspiracies that we can find. That's why anybody who says or acts on the internet, any one of the pundits who, I know where they're going. No, you're just lying to people. There's no way. Think about the different scenarios we just thought of in 2 minutes of what the Browns could do. 2 minutes. Because anything I know has always been anybody I text out in Denver, Colorado, whatever, anybody I text out there, it's always been, he has no problem with Cleveland. He has no problem with the Browns. He has no problem with Kevin Stefanski. And that's headset off, headphones off, honest truth. That all that stuff is made up. All that stuff's garbage. He ain't got no problem with Cleveland. No problem with the fans. No problem with the weather. No problem with the organization. None of that. Now, whether or not that's a smokescreen, I don't know. I've been used as a patsy before. I'm not above being used as a patsy again. But that would be contrary to what's been already pointed out to me.
So that's something we've got to mull over and try to figure out. Why the Giants? What do the Giants have going for them so much?
It's the Browns. It's the Browns.
What do you mean?
The Giants are the Browns.
Yeah, but why? Why? If
New
he's
York.
Talking about New York.
That's it. New York.
So Deion Sanders, who knows the league and knows that where you go can matter so much for a quarterback more than almost any other position. He thinks the Giants are ready to handle Shedeur Sanders and put him in the best place to develop.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be just as nervous with the Giants as I would be the Browns. But paint me a part of Big Blue Nation or whatever they are over there. No, that's Kentucky. Paint me a part of a Giant. If I were a Giants fan, I'd be worried about my son going to the Giants. They're in the same situation we are.